Last time we started discussing the sugya of Betzias HaPas on Shabbos and Yom Tov on the Seder night. The Tosfos on Kuf Tes Zayin. Tosfos quotes two different opinions as to how the Betzias HaPas or how the brachas on Hamotzi, the Berchas Hamotzi, and the bracha Lachilas Matzah should be recited on the Seder night. On which matzahs are they recited? Rashi and the Rashbam both hold that we split the brachas, that the Birchas HaMotzi is recited on the Shleima, and the Bracha L'Achilas Matzah is recited on the Prusa. And then the assumption is that you have a third matzah as well, in order to have Shtei Shleimas for Lechem Mishnah. Okay, that's Shittas Rashi and the Rashbam. Rabbi Menachem Meyuni, Rabbi Yom Tov, and Tosis in general, here on Kuf Tes Zayin, they disagree. They claim that the Birchas HaMotzi as well is on the Prusa. Not just the Bracha L'Achilas Matzah, but the Birchas HaMotzi as well. But Tosfos claims that you should have three matzahs, you should have another matzah in order to have two shleimas for the Lechem Mishnah. So in that respect, they don't argue with Rashi and Rashbam. The only machlokas is whether the Birchas HaMotzi goes on the shleima or the Birchas HaMotzi goes on the Prusa as well. But everyone agrees that the Bracha L'Achilas Matzah goes on the Prusa. And then we mentioned that the Rif and the Rambam have a third shita. The Rif and the Rambam seem to assume that that both brachas should go on the Prusa. But they claim that you don't have two shleimas for Lechem Mishnah on the Seder night, but rather you have one and a half matzahs. One and a half matzahs. So we started discussing what's the reasoning behind the shita that the bracha of Hamotzi should go on the Prusa as well. That's both the shita of Rabbi Menachem Meyuni and Tosfos, and the Rif and the Rambam. They both say that all the brachas should go on the Prusa. Why should all of the brachas go on the Prusa? So we mentioned that the Ran says that it's a simple svara that applies not only to the Seder night, but to other contexts in halacha as well. And that is, kevin de yisaveh b'chodah mitzvah, l'saveh b'mitzvah achriti. That since you're doing one mitzvah on the Prusa, since the bracha l'achilas matzah has to go on the Prusa, that bracha happens to come after Hamotzi, but since we know that the bracha l'achilas matzah has to be on the Prusa, so therefore we're going to make the bracha of Hamotzi on the Prusa as well. That's what the Ran suggests. So we just pointed out that might work well with Tosfos, because Tosfos holds that really in terms of Sudas Yom Tov, in terms of Lechem Mishnah, the Seder night is the same as every other Yom Tov. You're going to have two shleimas, two kikaras for Lechem Mishnah. So the reason why you make a Birchas HaMotzi on the Prusa could be for the reasoning of the Ran, that Kevin the Ovid Bach Chodah Mitzvah L'Save Be Mitzvah Achriti. But the Rif and the Rambam give a different approach. The Rif and the Rambam give a Svara as to why the Birchas HaMotzi should be on the Prusa, and that is that the rules of Sudas Yom Tov change on the Seder night. The Lashon of the Rif is that comes the concept of Lechem Oni, and it's Gora Lepalga De Chodah. That the din of Lechem Oni transforms one of the matzahs and says that instead of having two shleimas for Lechem Mishnah, you should have only one and a half. And that's what the Rambam says as well, that even though for other Yomim Tovim we have two shleimas, two full breads, two full loaves for Lechem Mishnah, when it comes to the Seder, we only have one and a half for Lechem Mishnah. We mentioned Rabbi Shechter explains that the Rif and the Rambam assume that the din Lechem Oni and the din Sudas Yom Tov are not two separate kiyumim when it comes to the Seder night, but rather it's one kiyum. That the concept of Sudas Yom Tov is redefined on the Seder night by the principle of Lechem Oni, and that means that the din of Betzias HaPas and the din of Lechem Mishnah of Yom Tov is different on the Seder night. Lechem Oni tells me that the Betzias HaPas and the Lechem Mishnah have to be fulfilled with only one and a half matzahs. And we pointed out, according to the Rif and the Rambam, the Hemshech of the Gemara in Brachas is different. That which the Gemara in Brachas quotes this halacha that on Shabbos you have Shtei Kikaros is the din of Lechem Mishnah. The Gemara is setting up a contrast between the Leil HaSeder and Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't have one and a half; you have two lechamim, two kikaros, as opposed to on the Seder night, where you have only one and a half matzahs. Okay, this is the position of the Rif and the Rambam. The Rosh quotes the Rif and the Rambam, and he disagrees, and he quotes a very interesting raya to his shita. What does the Rosh say? Let's say, if you have a Gemara, please turn to the Rosh, maybe look on together with me. The Rosh in Siman Lamed writes, he quotes the Rif basically verbatim. Lechemoni madaka shloni befrusa avkan befrusa. He says hilkach bepesach mevarchen al achas uprusa. Av b'shar yomim tovim matzina natarti rifta shlemsa. On Pesach we only have one and a half, and on a regular Yom Tov we'll have two kikaros. He quotes the Rif. Says the Rosh, skipping down a little bit. V'lo nira. I don't think it's correct. The Maishna Pesach le'inyin lechem ishna mishar kolo yomim tovim shalo yivtza al shtei kikaros shleimim. The hadid ashinon lechem oni leprusa hainu also lechem shiotzi bo yidei achilas matzah. Aval hamotzi pshita de al shleimim be'inan kishar yomim tovim. The Rosh says, what does one have to do with the other? Why? What does the din lechem oni have to do with the concept of lechem mishna? Just like by other yomim tovim, there's a din of lechem mishna. So too, on the Seder night, there's a din of lechem mishna too. And it shouldn't be affected by the concept of lechem oni. The Rosh is basically saying that there are tzvei dinim over here. There are two different halachas. There's a mitzvah of achilas matzah. And that's fulfilled through lechem oni. So madaka shaloni b'frusa avkan b'frusa means that you have a prusa for the din of achilas matzah. The bracha achilas matzah is supposed to go on the prusa. Not just that there's a concept of lechemoni, you shouldn't have matzah ashira, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah of lechemoni with matzah ashira, that it has to be just flour and water. You can't have yayin, shemen, and dvash mixed in. But aside from that, we have a prusa. We have a prusa, we only have a piece of matzah. That's a kiyum in the mitzvah of achilas matzah. But says the Rosh, the mitzvah of lechem mishna, it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma of every Yom Tov. It's unrelated to lechem oni. Even if lechem oni teaches me that one is supposed to fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah with a prusa, with a lechem oni, not with a matzah shira, but who says that the concept of lechem mishna is redefined by the din of lechem oni? Maybe the concept of lechem mishna on the Seder night is the same as on any other Yom Tov. So just like on any other Yom Tov, you have two shleimus on the Seder night, you should need two shleimus as well. That's what the Rosh wants to suggest, that there are tzvei dinim. As opposed to the Rif and the Rambam, who according to Rabbi Shechter, they're basically saying that it's really one halacha, that Sudas Yom Tov is not a separate halacha, but rather Lechem Oni redefines the concept of Sudas Yom Tov on the Seder night. The Rosh wants to say that there really are tzvei dinim, there's Lechem Oni and there's Lechem Mishnah, and never the twain shall meet. And the two halachas don't have to be impacted by each other. Okay, this is the basic sheet of the Rosh. The Rosh is going with the other Rishonim, with Tosfos or with the Rashban, that you need two shleimus even for the Seder night. And that's why you need the three matzahs like we do. But adds the Rosh a very interesting point. He says, Teida, I wanna prove to you that I'm correct, that there really are tzvei dinim over here. Teida, Dimein lo lechem oni kiim kezayis v'yochal osa b'achrona v'yivarech hamotzi al matzah shira pshita detarti shleimos be'inan. Says the Rosh, what would happen if a person only had a kezayis of lechem oni? He couldn't get too much lechem oni. We're not talking about matzah shmur over here. Forget it. It's not a chilek between matzah shena shmur and matzah shmur. Lechem oni. He has no matzah that's only flour and water, except for a kezayis. All the other matzah that he has is matzah shir. It's yayin sheni losh. It's matzah sheni losh b'yayin shemen udvash. So says the Rosh, if you only have one kezayis of lechem oni, so what are you going to do? There's a din in maftir nachar pesach afikoman. There's a din that the tam matzah shel mitzvah is supposed to be nishar b'fiv. So says the Rosh, if you only have a kezayis of lechem oni, then you're going to have to leave it till the end. So how are you going to make a hamotzi? You said kiddush, and kiddush shel b'makom suda. So you have to have a suda. You can't eat the suda unless you make a hamotzi. So you're going to have to make a hamotzi. So what are you going to make a hamotzi on? You want to leave the kezayis of lechem oni till the end, so what do you make a hamotzi on? So says the Rosh, of course, you'll take the matzah shira. And you'll make a hamotzi on the matzah shira. But if you're using matzah shira, so how much matzah shira do you think you're going to make the hamotzi on? Mistama, you'll have two kikaro shlemo, says the Rosh. So if you're going to have two kikar shleimos in this circumstance where you only have a kezayis of lechem oni and the rest of your matzah is matzah shira, so why if you have more than a kezayis of lechem oni, why wouldn't you have two kikar shleimos as well? You see, says the Rosh, that the din of lechem mishna of Yom Tov does apply to the Seder night. The requirement of having two shleimos for lechem mishnah does apply to the Seder night. So if it applies to the Seder night in this strange circumstance where you only have a kezayis of lechem oni, why shouldn't it apply if you have more than a kezayis of lechem oni. So he concludes, Hilkach nagu ha'am laso shalosh matzis. Our minig, says the Rosh, is to have three matzis, two full ones, two shleimas, and one prusa, to be yotzi the din of lechem oni, and to be yotzi the din of lechem mishnah as well. What's the rai of the Rosh? What's he saying? What's the teda? The Rosh seems to be saying that if you only have a kezayis of lechem oni, so it doesn't make sense to take your 1.5 matzahs of matzah ashira and to make a hamotzi on it. I'll make a hamotzi on the matzah ashira, says the Rosh. Right? But if I'm making a hamotzi on the matzah ashira, so what am I going to have for lechem mishnah? 1.5 matzahs? That doesn't make any sense. Why not? Why does he assume that if I'm going to have matzah ashira for the hamotzi, because I don't have too much lechem oni, then perforce I have to be making hamotzi on a lechem mishnah of two shleimas? Maybe I'll take 1.5 matzahs. Lechora, what the Rosh means to say is that taking 1.5 matzahs of matzah ashira is a stira minei ubei. It's a contradiction in terms. I want to take 1.5 matzahs to be makayim the din of lechem oni, but the chefta shel matzah that I'm using is matzah ashira. I can't be makayim lechem oni with matzah ashira. So if I'm using matzah ashira, the Rosh assumes that you have to take two matzahs because 1.5 matzahs doesn't make any sense. There's no inyan in taking 1.5 matzahs. You'll just be taking 1.5 matzahs, but there's no kiyum of lechem oni. I'm a daka shaloni befusa afkan befusa, but the matzah is screaming out to you that this is not lechem oni anyway. So it's a contradiction in terms to take matzah ashira, but to be makbit to take only 1.5 matzahs. So says the Rosh, obviously, if you're taking matzah ashira, you're going to be taking two matzah shleimus. So you see, there is a concept of lechem mishnah even on the Seder night. So if there's a concept of lechem mishnah even on the Seder night, why shouldn't I take two shleimus if I have enough lechem oni? If I have more than a kezayis of lechem oni, just like I take two shleimus if I have matzah shira, then I have to take two shleimus. It doesn't make any sense to take 1.5 matzahs. So why shouldn't I do the same thing if I have more than a kezayis of lechem oni? The din of lechem mishnah stays on the Seder night. The full din of lechem mishnah to have two shleimus, because you see, if I have matzah shira, I would take two shleimus. So why shouldn't I take two shleimus even if I have lechem oni? That seems to be the rai of the Rosh. This rai is highly questionable. I think there are at least three ways that you can be docha this point of the Rosh. First of all, you could say that maybe the Rif and the Rambam would hold that in a chanami, that if you have matzah shira, if you'd only have a kezayis of lechem oni and the rest is matzah shira, maybe taki you should take 1.5 matzahs of the matzah shira. Why does the Rosh assume that you shouldn't take 1.5 matzahs? So we're suggesting that it's like a stira minei ubei. It doesn't make any sense. You want to fulfill some din of lechem oni, but what kind of lechem oni is there going to be by taking 1.5 matzahs of matzah shira? It's a stira minei ubei. It's a contradiction in terms. How does that make any sense? Maybe the Rif and the Rambam hold that it's not a contradiction. There are two halachas in lechem oni. One is in the chefta shel matzah. One is in the tzura of the matzah, taking a prusa. So even if I can't fulfill the one, I can fulfill the other. Even if I can't fulfill the din of lechem oni in the chefta, maybe I should fulfill the din of lechem oni in the tzura by taking a prusa. Is it a contradiction in terms of it's a different kiyum? If an oni had matzah ashira, so it's not so clear that the oni would have a full matzah ashira. Madaka shalani befusa, and an oni always just has something. He has a little piece. So to take a prusa of matzah ashira, it's not a full lechem oni, but who says that it's like a dover poshet? If I have matzah ashira, it doesn't make any sense to take 1.5 matzahs. So I won't fulfill the other kiyum of lechem oni, but I'll still be able to fulfill this kiyum of lechem oni. That's one way to be docha the Rosh. The other way to be docha the Rosh is to say maybe the Rosh is right. Maybe taka, it is a stira, and it wouldn't make any sense to take 1.5 matzahs if you're using matzah ashira. If you're using matzah ashira, then really you should take two full matzahs. But how is that megala? How does that reveal to me that if I have enough lechem oni, I should also have two shleimus for lechem mishnah? Why? Why? Maybe the two cases are different. Maybe the fact that I don't take two full matzahs for lechem mishnah, if I have matzah ashira, that doesn't tell me that I shouldn't take. That doesn't tell me that I should take. The fact that I take two full matzahs if I have matzah ashira, that doesn't tell me that I have to take two full matzahs when I have lechemoni, they're two different cases. Maybe the Rif and the Rambam would say that even if I don't take two full matzahs when I have matzah ashira, that's because it's a stira. I can't fulfill the din of lechem oni lechatzoy. Not like the first dechiyah. The first dechiyah says, if I can't fulfill the din of lechem oni b'shlemuso, I still fulfill it b'miktas. Maybe the Rif and the Rambam would taka agree to the Rush, that if I can't have the full lechem oni, then I can't fulfill it b'miktas. I can't fulfill it partially, because it's a stira in terms. It's a stira min ayubay. If I don't have lechem oni in the cheftza to take only a prusa, that's not a keem of lechem oni. That doesn't make any sense. But why does that determine that if I have enough lechem oni, then I should still be taking two full matzahs for lechem mishnah? Why? Maybe if I have the din of lechem oni, if I have the full lechem oni, then maybe I should take only 1.5 matzahs. I have the lechem oni in a chefta, so then I should take 1.5 matzahs. Why does the Rosh extrapolate from the strange case, the exception, the yotzi min haklal, where I don't have enough lechem oni? In that situation, I have to take two full matzahs for lechem mishnah, because taking 1.5 would be a stira, would be a contradiction in terms. So from that, I'm going to extrapolate to a case where I do have enough lechem oni. If I have enough lechem oni, so then I taka should take only 1.5 matzahs. What does one have to do with the other? These are two ways to be doche the taina of the Rush. But I think the ultimate dechia, the real reason why the Rambam, at least, I don't know about the Rif, but at least the Rambam would not agree with the Rush, is because the Rambam would say that even what the Rush suggests about the situation where you don't have enough lechem oni, that you'll take two shleimus of matzah shira, the Rambam would say that lo hayu dvarim me'olam, the whole thing is completely wrong. The Rambam would say that in a situation where you don't have more than a kezias of lechem oni, he would say that you can't make the hamotzi on matzah ashira. You can't eat matzah ashira on the Seder night bechlal, the Rambam would say. The Rambam would say that if you only have a kezias of lechem oni, you might take the matzah ashira to be mitzarif to the lechem oni for lechem mishnah. But no one would say that you'll make a birchas hamotzi on the matzah ashira. If you only have a kezias of lechem oni, you're not going to be eating matzah ashira. You're not going to be having two matzahs of matzah ashira. You're not going to be eating the matzah ashira for the hamotzi, because the Rambam holds that you can't eat matzah ashira on the Seder night bechlal. Not just that you can't be yotzi the mitzvah of matzah on the Seder night with matzah ashira, but you can't eat matzah ashira bechlal. So the Rambam would not agree with the Rush that if you have matzah ashira, of course you'd be taking two shleimus, because it doesn't make any sense to take a matzah and a prusa. Why wouldn't it make sense to take a matzah and a prusa? Even if you don't have enough lechem oni, you still would be taking one lechem of matzah shira, and you'd be taking the other lechem, the kezias of lechem oni, for the lechem mishnah. You couldn't use two matzahs of matzah shira for lechem mishnah, because you're not allowed to eat matzah shira anyway on the Seder night. What do I mean that the Rambam holds that you can't eat matzah shira on the Seder night at all? So this is an idea that the Brisker Rav develops in the Rambam. The Brisker Rav points out that if you look at the Rambam, it's clear that the Rambam assumes that the din of lechem oni on the Seder night applies not only to the matzah that you're being yotze with, that the matzah that you're being yotze, the mitzvah of matzah with, but all of the matzah that you're eating on the Seder night. What do I mean? So the Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, in Perek Vav Halacha Chof, the Rambam writes like this: V'chein pas solas nekia biyoser. This is on page 6 in the packet, in packet 15. V'chein pas solas nekia biyoser harezu muteres v'yotzi ba yidei chavosa bePesach ve'ein omrim ba ein zelechem oni. The Rambam says that pas, right, matzah made from solas nekia biyoser, very fine flour, very white flour. Right, you've sifted it so well that it's very fine flour. So says the Rambam, first of all, muteres, it's permissible to eat, and your yotzi yidei chavosa bePesach can be yotzi the mitzvah matzah. Why would I think you can't be yotzi the mitzvah matzah? Says the Rambam, don't say that it's not lechem oni. You think it's not lechem oni, aye, but it's not nilosha b'yayin shem and udvash. No, but you'd say, since it's nekiya b'yoser, it's not lechem oni, because no oni would have such a matzah. No oni would have such a pas that's made from solus nekiya b'yoser. So says the Rambam, no, it taka is lechamoni, as long as it's not an isa shinilosha b'yayin shem adavash as a din of lechamoni, and therefore you can be otzi a mitzvah of matzah. So frekter briske rav, I can understand the comment of the Rambam that you yotzi the chavosa with this pas solis nekiya b'yosa. That's the focus over here. The focus of the Rambam here in Perek Vav is to discuss which matzahs you can be yotzi the chavosa and which matzahs you can't. So that's important, that you'd think that this is not lechamoni because it's nekiya b'yosa kamashmulan, that it is. But what's the chiddush of the Rambam that it's muteres? Of course it's muteres. Like, why would I think that it's not muter? Is it chametz? It's not chametz. If it's not chametz, what's the problem? It's not lechemoni, so what that it's not lechemoni? But it's still muteres. Maybe I'm not mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with this matzah, if it's made of salt nekiya b'yosa, but why would I think that it's asura? Why would I think that it's asura? So the Briske Rav explains that the Rambam assumes that on the first night of Yom Tov, one is not allowed to make matzah ashir. One is not allowed to make matzah ashir. This is what the Rambam says earlier, the Rambam in Perek Hay. In the Perek that talks about Dinei Chametz, the Rambam in Perek Hay, going back to page 4 here in the handout, Rambam says, V'chein mutter lolo sha'isa b'mayim v'shemen odvash v'cholav olakatev bahen. One is allowed to knead a dough on Pesach with water, shemen, dvash, and cholav. You can make a matzah ashira, or you can slap the matzah with it, lakatev bahen. It says the Rambam, you're not allowed to knead the dough on the first day of Yom Tov, meaning the first night of Yom Tov, actually, except with water. Lo mishum chametz, not because we're afraid that it'll become chametz. Even if it's memar lahachmetz, but you can be careful about that. You can assume you'll be careful that it's not going to become chametz. But says the Rambam, that's not the problem. It's not a problem of chametz. But rather, the reason why you can't knead the dough on the first night of Yom Tov with Yayin Shem and Advash is because it has to be lechem oni. By Yom Arishim Bavaru Shetzarach Lio Zichron lechem oni. Only on the first day do we need the zichron of lechem oni. So therefore, only on the first day is it also to be losh esa isha be Yayin Shem and Advash. A new iser the Rambam is creating. An iser to create matzah shira. Not just that you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah on the Seder night, on the first night if you eat matzah shira. But there's an iser to create matzah ashira on the first night. You need a zichron lelechem oni, he says. You need a zichron for lechem oni. And the zichron for lechem oni prevents me, it asses the creation of a matzah shira. You can't create the matzah shira. Where does the Rambam get this from? It's his invention? The answer is no, it's not his invention, it's a Gemara. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph. He mentioned, the Gemara Lamed Vav talks about, what does Lechem Oni teach me? So we said one day is Lechem Oni is Lechem Sha'onim Alav Devarim Harbe. Rabbi Akiva learns that Lechem Oni is Prat Le'isa Shenilosha B'yayin V'shemen Udvash. Lechem Oni. My time at the Rebbe Akiva says the Gemara Lamevav Mikarinan Oni Oni Karinan. Rebbe Akiva Haid the Karinan Be Oni Kedeshmuel. Okay, it says Lechem Oni. It's written Lechem Oni. It says Lechem Oni. So we darshan both. We darshan Lechem Oni is Lechem Shonam Lav Dvarim or Dvarim Harbe, and Lechem Oni. Rebbe Akiva says is Pratli Isa Sheni Lo Shabiyin V'Shemen Udvash. So, in fact, the Gemara V'Sava Rebbe Akiva Isa Sheni Lo Shabiyin V'Shemen Udvash Lo. Rebbe Akiva really says that you can't be yotzei matzah b'yayin v'shem b'isa sheni losha b'yayin shem and advash v'atanya in loshen isa pesa in loshen isa b'pesa b'yayin shem and advash dim losh rabban gal b'yalom atisarif miyad v'chacham omim yochal. There's a machlokas rabban gal b'yalom v'chachamim whether we're afraid that isa sheni losha b'yayin shem and advash is going to become chametzdik. Rabbi Gamliel says, we are afraid, and therefore you got to burn it immediately. And the Chachamim say, you just have to be careful. It might be memar lahachmetz, but as long as you're careful to make sure that it doesn't become chametzdik, it's okay. V'amar Rabbi Akiva, Shabbati hoisa etzel Rabbi Lezer v'Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Akiva says that it was my Shabbos by my Rebbeim. V'lashti lohem isa b'yayin shem nadvash. It was Pesach, and I needed a dough of yayin shem nadvash. V'lo omer li dover. They didn't say anything to me. They didn't say that there's a problem with the Isa Shnei Losha B'yayin Shem and Advash. So how can Rabbi Akiva say that Lechem Oni tells me Pradli Isa Shnei Losha B'yayin V'shem and Advash, that you can't be Yotzi the mitzvah of matzah with matzah Shira? But the Brisa says Rabbi Akiva tells a story that he was by Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and he made them an Isash and Elosha B'ayin Shem and Advash. They didn't say anything to him. Lokasha says the Gemara, skipping a little bit, Lokasha Habi Yom Tavish and Habi Yom Tavsheni. Kedamalahu Rabbi Yeshua Lebone Yoma Kamala Talushali Bachalba. Mikanva Elach Lushali Bachalba. Dr. Gemara, there's a difference between Yom Tav Rishon and Yom Tav Sheni. What does that mean? Yom Tav Sheni? Shal Golias? No. Rashi says Yom Rishon is Laila HaRishon. It's not a difference between Yom Tav Rishon and Yom Tav Sheni. It's Laila HaRishon is Yom Rishon. Shea Mitzvah Chova Be'inan Lechem Oni. The first night, the Leila Seder, you can't be Yotzei with Isa Sheni Lo Shabiyayin Shem and Udvash. But after the first night, then there's no problem of Isa Sheni Lo Shabiyayin Shem and Udvash. Rabbi Yeshua would say to his children, Lo Talushali Bechalba, which the Gemara says means Lo Talushali Bedavsha. Now, Cholav would be a problem. To have dairy bread, dairy matzah to say, there would be a problem, but we're talking about, let's say, Isa Sheni Lo Shabiyayin, Biyayin or Shemen or Dvash. Rabbi Yeshua would tell his kids, don't be losh for me on the first night with Dvash, but after that it's permissible. So what does this Gemara say? According to Rashi, the impression you get is that all the Gemara is telling us that you can't be Yotze, the mitzvah of matzah, with an Isa Sheni Lo Shabiyayin Shemen Udvash. You can't be Yotze, the mitzvah of matzah, with a matzah shir. The Rambam is saying that this Gemara is telling us much more than that. This Gemara is saying that there's an Isser to knead the dough with Yayin Shemen or Dvash. An Isser on the first night. At a zman when you're supposed to be fulfilling the mitzvah of Lechem Oni, there's even an Isser. Rabbi Yeshua's Lashon is lo tolushali bechalba. Don't knead the dough. He doesn't say, I can't be Yotze with that. Rabbi Akiva says that Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, he was loshed them in Isa, Yayin, Shemen, Udvash, and they didn't say anything. The Loshon of the Brayis says, Ein Loshon Isa bepesel b'yayin Shemen, Udvash. It sounds like Ein Loshon, that there's an Isser of Lisha. And the Gemara explains, what's that talking about? Yom Tov Rishon. Yom Tov Rishon, there's this Isser. Right? So, right, there's a chiluk, the Gemara says, that it's mutter on the other days, but it's usser on the first night. It sounds like we're talking about an isser lisha. Not just that you can't be yotze with a matzah that's nilosha b'yayin shem nidvash, but there's actually an isser to create matzah ashira. That's what the Rambam is seeing from the Gemara, that there's an isser of lisha because there's a din on the Seder night that there's supposed to be zichron to lechem oni. It's supposed to be a night that we're focusing so much on the din of lechem oni. So you're not supposed to have an Isa that's Nilosha, B'yayin Shemen Advash. And this is exactly what the Rambam writes earlier in Perek Vav, Halacha Hey, at the beginning of that Halacha. That Halacha that talks about past Solus Nekiah B'yoseh, the Rambam begins on page 5, he says, Matzah Shalosha B'meperes Yotze B'yidei Chavos B'Pesach. Aval Ein Loshin Osa B'yayin O Shemen Advash O Cholav. The Rambam holds that an Isa Shnilosha B'meperes is not Matzah Shir. That's okay. But Isa Sheni Losha B'yayin Shemen Udvash Ocholav Ein Loshin Osa B'yayin Shemen Udvash Ocholav Mishim Lechem Oni Kamo Shebiyarnu Vim Losh V'Ochal Lo Yotza Yidei Chavasa. And if you did it, if you were Losh, you can't be Yotza Mitzvah Matzah. Why does the Rambam have two different halachas over here? Ein Loshin Osa Isha B'yayin Shemen Udvash Vim Losh, you can't be Yotza Yidei Chavasa. Dr. Brisky Rav, the Rambam is telling you two different dinim. First of all, there's an Isalisha. You can create a Matzah Ashira on the first night. Because there's a din of Lechem Oni. And a Zichron to Lechem Oni means not only am I supposed to fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah with Lechem Oni, not with Matzah Ashira, but I can't even create a Matzah Ashira. That's a clash to the mitzvah Hayom, so to speak. That's a contradiction to the mitzvah Hayom. I can't even create that Isa. There's an Isalisha. But says the Rambam, not only is there an Isa Lisha, of course, if I create that Isa, I can't be Yotze, my mitzvah, with that matzah. There's Tzvei Dinim over here. There's a din that you can't be Yotze, the matzah, the mitzvah of matzah on the Seder night, with something that's not a Lechem Oni, with a matzah shira. But aside from the halacha that you can't be Yotze, the mitzvah with a matzah shira, you're not allowed to even create a matzah ashira on the Seder night, because that would be a contradiction. That would be a stira to the din of Lechem Oni. Zokta Briski Rav, that's what the Rambam has in mind here at the end of this halacha. V'chein pasolas nekir b'yosa harezu muteres v'yotzi b'yidei chavoso b'pesach. What does that mean? The Rambam is saying, there are two halachas here. First of all, you can be yotzi yachiyav matzah, that there's no problem with lechem oni, it's considered lechem oni, despite the fact that it's nekir b'yosa. But what's more, harezu muteres, it's mutter to create that matzah on the Seder night. We don't bake any matzahs on the Seder night, but they would break even on the Seder night. So Zokta Ram, you can bake a matzah from Solus Nekiah B'Yoser. What would I think the problem would be? That maybe it's not Lechem Oni. And if it's not Lechem Oni, not only can I not be Yotzi the mitzvah of matzah, I can't even create such a matzah. Kamash Malon says the Rambam that it is Lechem Oni. If it is Lechem Oni, I can be Yotzi the mitzvah of matzah with it. And Muteres, it's Mutter to create such a matzah on the Seder night. You see clearly from the Rambam that there are Tzvei Dinim. When it comes to Lechem Oni, to the tour, to the din that Matzah Ashira is not Lechem Oni, there are two halachas. First of all, you can't be out to the mitzvah of Matzah with Matzah Ashira, but you're also not allowed to create Matzah Ashira. Now, if you're not allowed to create the Matzah Ashira, Lechora, part of that Isser is not just the Isser of creating the Matzah, but also the Isser of eating such a Matzah. You wouldn't be allowed to eat a Matzah Ashira. Not only won't you be Yotze the mitzvah of Matzah, with the Matzah Ashira, you won't even be able to eat that Matzah Ashira. So there are two halachas in the Rambam about Matzah Ashira on the Seder night, but one actually splits into two. There are three halachas here. First of all, you can't be yotze your mitzvah of matzah with anything but lechem oni. So you can't be yotze with the Matzah Ashira. But not only can't you be yotze your mitzvah of matzah with the Matzah Ashira, it's also to create a Matzah Ashira on the Seder night. It's also to be involved with Matzah Ashira on the Seder night in a way that's going to be a stira to the din of Lechem Oni. So I can't create the matzah. I wouldn't be allowed to eat Matzah Ashira on the Seder night according to the Rambam either. I saw Rafi's hand was raised just a moment before. Rafi, have a kasha?
Yeah, I just maybe a different way of looking at a raised in Muteres in the Rambam based on our understanding of the Bishgarav. We're talking about we have to have a zikaron lechem oni. Although pas nekiah doesn't fulfill the like all the shitos of what matzah shir is, maybe it's not in the spirit of lechem oni. So you may have thought that it's usher to eat or create kamash malan. It doesn't completely break down what lechem oni is.
But what's the chiddush of the Rambam to say that pas solus nakia is mutter? What do you mean mutter? Mutter sounds like there should be an isra chametz. There should be an isra achila. Why should there be an isra achila? If it's not chametz, then it should be mutter. What's the chiddush over there in that line of the Rambam? And especially in coming on the heels of what the Rambam says in Perek Hey, that ein loshin isa b'yayin shemen udvash. It certainly sounds like there's an isra lisha. It's not just that you can't be yotze, but there's an isra lisha, right? Eitan Marin, I see, asks, how can you use Matzah Ashira as the third matzah according to the Rambam if it's usher to eat? Excellent question. So let me get back to the point. So according to the Rambam, if there's an Issa Matzah Ashira, so then you can't be eating Matzah Ashira on the Seder night. What's the Rosh talking about? That if you only had a Kezayis of Lechem Oni, so then you'd have to take Matzah Ashira for the Hamotzi, and if you're only taking Matzah Ashira, Mistama, you would have two full matzahs. You wouldn't have two full matzahs. You would not be able to eat the Matzah Ashira for the Birchas Hamotzi. You can't say a Hamotzi on the Matzah Ashira and eat it according to the Rambam. It's also to eat Matzah Ashira on the Seder night. What you probably would do, according to the Rambam, is you would take your Kezayis of Lechem Oni, even though there is a halacha that it's best to leave the Kezayis of mitzvah, the kezayis of matzah's mitzvah to the end, so that the tam matzah will be nisha befiv. But here there's nothing to do. You want to be able to have a suda, you want to be able to eat mara, you want to be able to eat things at the Seder night aside from the mitzvah of matzah, and to do that you have to first wash. You made kiddush, but ain't kiddush al makom suda. Without a hamotzi, you can't have the mara. So, mistama, you would take your kezayis of matzah, and you'd add one matzah of matzah ashira to that kezayis of matzah. You'd have your one and a half matzahs. But if it's also to eat the matzah ashira, how can it combine for Lechem Mishnah? The answer probably is that we hold that as long as the item is taka roi la'achila, it's not osu ba'achila per se, right? It is roi la'achila. It's not like tevel or something, right? It's just because of the particular context, it can't be eaten. I mean, this matzah is roi to be eaten the following day, right? So, and if a person had nothing else to eat, it's not like there's an issa chametz. He could taka eat the matzah. He could eat the matzah. So lechora, it could combine for the din of lechem mishnah. It's not muktza. The matzah is not muktza. It is roi lachila. It's not like there's an issa chefts on the matzah. There's an issa zmani right now on the Seder night. One is not allowed to eat this matzah. But because it's not an issa chefts, it's not really osa ba'achila, so then it could combine. It is an ochel, so it could combine for the din of lechem mishnah. As long as you eat the other matzah, as long as you eat the lechem oni, it should be fine. But lechora, what's the raya of the rush? The rush is trying to say that you definitely would have two shleimus if you only had the kezias of lechem oni, because you'll have to leave that to the end, and you're only going to take matzah shira in the beginning. According to the Rambam, you're not going to be eating matzah shira here. So lechora, you'd have to take the 1.5 matzahs in the beginning in order to have the rest of the seder. So what's the rush talking about bichlal? It's not really a kasha against the Rambam at all. I mean, the rush's point is against the Rif. We don't know this halacha. The Rif didn't say that there's an isser of matzah shir, but at least according to the Rambam, there is a third way to be docha the rush. According to the Rif, you'll have to be docha the rush in the other two ways. That either you'll take the 1.5 matzahs even if you have matzah shira, or there's no raya from the case of matzah shira to the case where you'll actually be having lechem oni. Okay, so these are the three important ways that we can be docha the taina of the rush against the Rif and the Rambam. This idea of the Rif and the Rambam that lechem oni redefines the din of lechem mishnah, the din of sudas yamtiv on the Seder night. So we don't really paskin like the Rif and the Rambam regarding this, right? We paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that you'd have the three matzahs, like the Tosfos and the Rosh, the Rashi and the Rashbam. The Shulchan Aruch paskin is against the Rif and the Rambam. So here it seems like the concept of lechem oni is not going to trump the other halachas. It's not going to redefine the concept of sudas yamtiv. But yet we pointed out a number of shiurim ago that we do find that the concept of lechem oni does redefine some of the halachas that we normally have. Some of the halachas in Betziyas HaPas. Which halach in Betziyas HaPas does the din of lechem oni redefine? Anyone? Remember? What do we do differently? Some people do differently on the Seder night regarding Betziyas HaPas. It's not so much Betziyas HaPas, but what we do in conjunction with the Betziyas HaPas. I'm sorry?
Salt.
Yaakov Schreier, excellent. Salt. We mentioned there's a machlokes, the Mechaber and the Ramah, whether you dip the matzah's mitzvah into salt. The Mechaber says, why not? And the Ramah says, no, that we don't do it. That if the pas is a pas noki, so then we're not going to dip it into salt. So we asked, but the Ramah, in Hilchas Betziyas HaPas, in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, the Ramah says that we dip the challah, we dip the bread into salt by a normal Betziyas HaPas for two reasons. First of all, for the Chashivas HaBrocha, if the pas is a pas shein onoki, if it's not really such a choshev pas, if it's not really pure. And secondly, because the Pasuk says, I'll call Karbon Chatakiv Melech, the Shulchan is Domel Mizbeach, so since we put salt on the Karbonah, so therefore we put salt on the Chala as well. So the question is, according to the Ramah, why shouldn't we put salt on the matzah? Even if you'll tell me that the pas is a pasnoki, so I don't need salt for the din of pasnoki, for the chashivas of the bracha, but still, since the pasuk says, I'll call karban chatakir melech, so alts that din, we should still put salt on the matzah. So we pointed out that the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Levush. The Levush says that we don't dip the matzah smitzvah into melach, because it's more lechem oni without the salt. It's more of a kiyum of lechem oni without the salt. So you see, at least when it comes to dipping in the salt, the Ramah, not everyone agrees. And some Lamaisa, even some Ashkenazim, do dip the matzah into salt. The Shulchan Aruch holds you dip into salt, but some Ashkenazim as well. But the Ramah holds that you don't. There are different minhagim about this. But why does the Ramah assume that Lechem Oni can redefine Hilchas Betziyas HaPas? After all, the Ramah agrees with the Shulchan Aruch that we take three matzahs. So the Ramah seems to be assuming Lechem Oni doesn't redefine the concept of Sudas Yamtiv. So if it doesn't redefine Sudas Yom Tov, then why should it redefine Melech? Well, what's the difference? What's the difference over here? L'chora, the answer is that it depends what the Lechem Oni is going up against. If Lechem Oni is going up against the concept of Lechem Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah is a halacha. V'loktu Lechem Mishnah, it's a posuk. Right? There's an asmachta in the posuk that's a halacha in B'tzia Sapas, a halacha on Shabbos. That you're supposed to have Lechem Mishnah. So if Lechem Oni is going up against Lechem Mishnah, so then Lechem Mishnah wins out. The rule of Sudas Yom Tov, the concept of Sudas Yom Tov could be a daraisa. Lechem Mishnah is a more serious halacha. So when Lechem Oni is going up against the din of Lechem Mishnah, so then it redefines Lechem Mishnah. Itaka wins out. But this concept al kol karban chatakriv melach, it's just an asmachta in the pasuk. This is not a carbon. The shulchan is domel mizbeach. It's an inyan. It's an inyan that the shulchan is domel mizbeach. So therefore, we put salt on the pas by bitzias pas. But it's just an inyan ba'alma. If it's just an inyan ba'alma, so then there the Rambam says that the concept of lechem oni should win out. So even though we don't pass like the Rif and the Rambam that lechem oni can redefine lechem mishnah, can redefine sudas yom tov, that's because sudas yom tov lechem mishnah, that's a real halacha. So because that's a real halacha to have two lechamim, two kikaros on Shabbos and Yom Tov for Lechem Mishnah, so Lechem Oni is not going to redefine that din. But the din of Al Kol Karban Chatak HaMelech is just an inyan, so therefore Lechem Oni can redefine that halacha. Okay. Questions? Okay. We mentioned that the Rabbeinu Menachem Meyuni and Tosus and Psachim, they hold that both brachas are made on the prusa, both the bracha l'achilas matzah and the brachas hamotzi. Right, that's what we started with. What does that mean? Right, according to Rabbeinu Menachem and Tosfos, both brachas are being made on the prusa, and yet, not like the Rif and the Rambam, there's this concept that lechem mishnah, that you have two kikaros for the lechem mishnah. So you're going to bring two matzahs for the Lechem Mishnah, and you have the prusa. Your brachas are both going on the prusa, both the brachas hamotzi and the bracha l'chilas matzah. But your Lechem Mishnah is the shleimus. So what exactly is going on over here? What's the din of Lechem Mishnah? You're not making the brachas hamotzi on the shleimus. You're not, right? You're not eating from the shleimus for the brachas hamotzi. So what exactly is the din of Lechem Mishnah over here on the Shleimus? What exactly is the din of Lechem Mishnah? So the Sefer Devar Shmuel says that, you see, Rabbeinu Menachem Meyuni and Tosfos and Psachim are saying a big chiddush over here. What's the din of Lechem Mishnah? The din of Lechem Mishnah is not a din in the Birchas Hamotzi, that you're supposed to make a Birchas Hamotzi on two kikaros on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And it's not a din that the Betzia should be on the Lechem Mishnah. Because you're not, right? It's not that the betzia has to be on the Lechem Mishnah, because you're going to be eating from the prusa. If the birchas hamotzi is going on the prusa, then you're eating from the prusa. You're eating from the prusa for the birchas hamotzi, and you're eating from the prusa for the bracha l'achilas matzah too. So what must they be assuming? They must be assuming that the din of Lechem Mishnah is that you're supposed to have Lechem Mishnah in front of you b'shas ha-bracha. You're supposed to be holding on to Lechem Mishnah b'shas the brocha. That's the din of Lechem Mishnah. It's not a din that you have to eat from the Lechem Mishnah. It's not a din that the brachas hamotzi has to go on the Lechem Mishnah, that the betzias hapas has to be on the Lechem Mishnah. The din is that you have to be ochez in the Lechem Mishnah, be ochez in the two lechamim at the time of the brocha. That's all that the din is telling me. So I saw in the beautiful Sefer Kovetz Rishima Shiurim, written by Rav Yosef Kalmanson, so he wants to suggest that this is a major machlokas in the Rishonim, a much broader machlokas in the Rishonim, far beyond the Seder night. What exactly is the din of Lechem Mishnah? What does this include? The Gemara in Shabbos says, this is a Gemara on Davkuf Yudzayin Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Abba, b'Shabbos chayav adam levtzua al shtei kikaros t'chsiv lechem mishnah. Amar Ravashi, Chazina Leila Rav Kana Dinoka Tarti Yubot Zechoda, Amar Lok Duksiv. Rabbi Abba has this halacha that you're supposed to be botzei on two kikaros on Shabbos. Lecha Mishnah. Ravashi adds that he saw Rav Kana took two and cut one. Right? Rav Kana took two and cut one. Why? Because it says loktu lecha mishnah. Loktu. What does that mean, loktu lecha mishnah? So Rashi says, noka tarti ochazan biyado, loktu ktsiv demashma achiza, avol bitsiya loksiv mishnah. It says mishnah by loktu, which sounds like the achi, at the time of the achiza there were two. But the bitsiya, by the bitsiya, by the eating, it doesn't say mishnah by the bitsiya, by eating. So therefore, you only need to have two kikaros at the time of the bitsiya. What do you see from Rashi? That the halacha of lecha mishnah is a din in the achiza. Noketarti ochazen biyado demashma achiza loktu lecha mishnah. What's the lecha mishnah going on? Demashma achiza avol bitsiya loksiv mishnah. That's how Rashi understands that the whole din of lecha mishnah is a din in the achiza. It's a din in the achiza. It's a din in the achiza. Okay. Comes the Rambam, and he seems to interpret differently. The Rambam in Ilchas Brochas in Perek Zayin Alocha Dalet writes, Mitzvah min amuvcha liv tsoa mikika shleima. Okay. B'shabosus uviyamim tovim chayev liv tsoa al shtei kikaros not al shteyem biyodu ubotzea achas mehem. The Rambam says that on Shabbos and Yom Tov you have to be botzea on two kikaros. The chiyuv is to be botzea on two kikaros. You take two of them in your hands, and you're botzea on one. Now, the fact that the Rambam includes this halacha, not in Hilchas Shabbos, but in Hilchas Betziah Sapas, that's what he's talking about over here. It's in Hilchas Brochas, but it's part of Betziah Sapas. The impression you get is that the Rambam holds that the halacha of Lecha Mishnah is a din in Betziah Sapas. And the Rambam is interpreting that notel shteyem biyadu botzea achas mehen, that even though you're being botzea from one of them, since you're holding both of them in your hands, it's like the betzia is on both of them. One of two means that the betzia is on shtei kikaros. So the Rambam holds that the din of lecha mishnah is not just the din to be ochez the lecha mishnah in your hands b'shas habrocha, to be ochez lecha mishnah, but rather there's a din that the betzia has to be on lecha mishnah. It's just if you hold the two and then you cut the one, like the Gemara says you're supposed to do, that means that the Betziah is really on two. One of two is that the Betziah is really on two. The Rashba has a third shita. Maybe we'll get to the Rashba next week. I don't want to take too much time over here. But at least there are two shitas that we see that there's a din Betziah. There's a din Betziah on... that Lecha Mishnah is a din of Betziah. Or that Lecha Mishnah is a din to be Ocheiz, the two Lechamim at the time of the Bracha. And Taka the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that Botzea Shtei Kikara Shlemo Sheocheiz Shteyem Biyadu, Botzea Tachtona, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Gemara. So the impression you get from the Shulchan Aruch is that it could really be either way, according to the Shulchan Aruch. It could be a din achiza, or it could be a din betziah. It could be either one. Okay, we'll have to get to the Rashba to fill in the three shittas. I'd like to read the Rashba with you inside, and we're sort of running out of time over here. Getting back to Tosfos, Rabbi Menachem Meyuni and Tosfos, what do they say? They say that on the Seder night you're supposed to have three matzahs. The bracha l'achilas matzah and the bracha samotzi, they're both going on the prusa, they say. But you need two kikaros in order to have a lecha mishnah. What does that mean? What's the purpose of having two kikaros for the lecha mishnah if the bracha l'achilas matzah and the bracha samotzi are both going to be going on the prusa? If they're both going on the prusa, so then you're not really involved. The bracha samotzi, the betziah l'chora, is going to be on the prusa. Right? The Betziah is going to be on the Prusa. So why are you adding, why are you having Lecha Mishnah from the other Lechamim? If both the Bracha L'Achilas Matzah and the Bracha of Hamotzi are going on the Prusa, so why should you add these other two Lechamim? What's the purpose? So it could be that what Rabbeinu Menachem Meyuni and the Tosis are saying is that the din of Lechem Mishnah is the din of Achiza B'Shas HaBrocha. That the goal is to create a sense of Chashivas B'Shas HaBrocha, to create a Zeche to the Mon, Lechem Mishnah to the Mon, then B'Shas HaBrocha you're supposed to be holding two Lechemim in your hands. So that's the idea. The din of Lechem Mishnah over here is not the Prusa. Lechem Mishnah means that you have to hold the two Lechemim. And you're not being botseya from those two lachamim. To say that they hold that it's a din in the betziya, it's very hard to believe because you're not being botseya from these two lachamim. You're being botseya from the prusa. The betziya is from the prusa, so you can't say it's a din in betziya sapas. As long as you hold two matzahs and you're botseya from one of the two, so that shows you that the lechem mishnah is a din in the betziya sapas like the Rambam. It's not a din in the betziya sapas. It can't be a din in the betziya sapas because then you should have to be botseya from the lechem mishnah. But the Rabbeinu Menachem Meyuni and the Tosfos hold that you're botseya from the Prusa, because the bracha of Hamotzi and the bracha of Achilas Matzah are both going on the Prusa. You just have the two extra matzahs for the Lechem Mishnah. So, but what are the two extra matzahs there for? If it's not a din in the betziya, and it's not a din in the bracha, and it's not a din in the Achila, so what's the Lechem Mishnah for? And apparently the din of Lechem Mishnah is a din in the Achiza. That you're supposed to be holding Lechem Mishnah in your hands b'shas ha-bracha. So as long as you have the Lechem Mishnah, even if you're not being botseya on this Lechem Mishnah, and you're not eating from the Lechem Mishnah, the brachas are not going on the Lechem Mishnah, they're going on the Prusa, but you're yotze the din of Lechem Mishnah as long as you're holding the Lechem Mishnah b'shas ha-bracha. That's the halacha, as Rashi says in Shabbos. Rashi in Shabbos says that the whole idea of Lechem Mishnah is the achiza b'shas ha-bracha, to lend the chashivas to the bracha, that you have these two full kikaros, as a zeicha to the mon, that's the din of Lechem Mishnah, and that's enough. So even in a situation where you're talking not botseya on the Lechem Mishnah, normally you can't see so much from what we're doing that the halacha is like Rashi, because we're being botseya from the Lechem Mishnah anyway. So as the Rambam says, if you're being botseya from one of the two, that's like a botseya on two, because you're taking one of the two. But here you're not being botseya on the Lechem Mishnah b'chlal, you're being botseya on a different matzah. But according to Rashi, Taka makes a lot of sense, because if the holding of Lechem Mishnah is the Achiza B'Shas HaBracha, then the fact that you're being Ochez, the Lechem Mishnah B'Shas HaBracha, that's sufficient to fulfill the din of Lechem Mishnah, even if you're going to be Botseya on the Prusa.